Hi guys, welcome to my podcast Rambling Raspberry, to another episode of my podcast. Still, I don't have any jingle, as you can clearly hear, so there is no jingle. Shame you cannot hear Proxy, my beloved kitten, is with me and he's cleaning his fur, his tail at the moment. And he makes this cute sound. I think it's not possible for you to grab the sound to hear it, but you need to believe me, it's just very calming and soothing and wonderful. And I just thought, because slowly I'm getting to Christmas mood. Today all day it's snowing, we have this heavy snow, and thanks to that everything looks a bit brighter outside, which is cool. And you know, all those decorations everywhere in the city, we already have this Christmas market open. It's very illuminating, and yeah, a lot of lights, Christmas tree, and probably it's the same for you. You can go to any shop, any department store or shopping center, and you can see a lot of things connected to Christmas, which slowly puts us in a mood, this Christmassy mood of cuteness, calm, I believe. Yeah, and I was just chilling today and observing Proxy, and I thought I would like to say a few words about the power of decluttering and how decluttering can really change your mood, your life, and the way you feel. So personally for me, I really like to be in a very tidy places, like well organized. I don't like to see a lot of things here, there and everywhere. Of course, I am not cleaning Nazi or anything like that, but if I can choose, if I can clean, I will do it, because I just feel calmer in those tidy places. I feel more in ease, and it's easier to focus. I don't know if you have similar experience or no, but yes, for me, when I sit in a tidy room, I don't see any garbages, any dirty marks, any clothing on I don't know, floors, like dirty socks and stuff like that. I just feel better in those places. I like when place is cozy, pretty clean, pretty organized, and smells nicely. Because, like I said, genuinely it helps me to feel better mentally. I feel just calmer. I feel more, I don't know if I can say that I feel slower. I feel more relaxed. I feel more centered, balanced, all those things. So if you will ask me, I would say that cleaning it's an essential for mental well-being, really. And it's very easy to do. Of course, some people, they really hate cleaning. I think I can use the word hate, because they have those strong negative emotions towards this activity, really. And of course, it can be tiring. But on the other hand, when you clean, because the task is really simple, right? Like everyone is able to clean, everyone knows probably how to clean, what to do, and all those activities are automatic for us. We don't need to think about this too much. We just go to the kitchen, we just stand in front of kitchen counter, or we just take our tools and we go to the bathroom, or choose the place at your home and we just clean. So I think it has a very therapeutic also properties cleaning, right? And it's like it gives this feeling of, it's rewarding, I would say. I am not a driver and maybe it's stupid to compare driving car with cleaning home, but on the other hand, if you did it at least more than once, you know how to do it. At some point it will be automatic for you to do those things. You don't need to think too much, so you can just relax and you do like simple moves. So it's really helped to calm down. And organizing things for me helps also organizing things in my head. So you can imagine, maybe you do it already, which is great. If not, I think this visualization, it's really cool. It helps to really puzzle up things in our heads, at least in mine, and organize everything. So the more tidy and clean my room is, let's say, the more tidy thoughts and more better organized thoughts I have in my head. So I don't know what you think about cleaning, about clutter, about decluttering. Do you think that decluttering can really affect your mood? Because I think it really helps. It makes me happier, and a decluttered room is really brighter, sunnier, even if it's not sunny outside at all. And after cleaning, you have this sense of, you can feel sense of accomplishment, which is also nice. And it's just nice to sit in a clean room, to have a cup of tea there and just enjoy yourself after cleaning and feel this the warding effect on yourself. And also, oh wow, it's already 8 minutes. So I am talking very slow today because I feel like it. Usually those autumnly, wintery days when it's darker, I don't feel that super energetic, especially if it's a weekend and if I am just at home doing stuff or chilling. I feel less energetic, which is also nice because I, on the other hand, I have the feeling to, I feel like I am recharging my batteries, which is really good. And we need to look after ourselves as well, and we need to give ourselves a time and a bit loving for ourselves. We shouldn't always expect others to do stuff for us and makes us happier. I think the most important thing is just to just the fact that we should take care of ourselves first. So yeah, I will finish slowly. I hope you I didn't put you to sleep with this slow talking. And as always, maybe my talking was not very organized because it's rambling, so I'm true to my values here, right? And but also I don't know if you try this, but if you have some problem with falling asleep, probably you know the scientists, doctors, or whoever, authorities, they don't recommend to stay at bed and get tired at the bed and frustrated, annoyed that you cannot fall asleep. If the situation like that will happen to you, you can just go at night, let's say to your bathroom or to your kitchen, and clean a bit the place for 5 or 10 minutes, and it's more than guaranteed that probably you will start to feel very slow, less energetic, and more sleepy than before you started it. So yeah, and I am not an author of this therapeutic behavior and fight with insomnia. In the past, I was subscriber to Headspace application, which is application with meditations, and they have a variety of sections there. For any single problem, there is a solution and meditation that can at least help a bit and put you in more calmer mood. Because, as you probably heard from my previous podcasts, from my previous episodes, calm is very important value in my life. And okay, I think I will stop for now because I am losing the main point of this talk. So maybe on Sundays, if I will record on Sundays, I would just do those slow self-talk. I hope it was relaxing for you. And yeah, Proxy is still sleeping just next to me. So soft, so cute little cat, really. It's like balsam lotion on my heart. I wish you a great Sunday and take care. And maybe go and clean something. Even 1 minute of cleaning is better than none. Take care. Have a beautiful Sunday.